Have a broad conversation, but first I wanted to give Li Jingjing you a chance to react. I'm going to pull something on the screen actually. You have been quite the celebrity in Western media of late. I think three different attacks in a matter of 6 months on you and your content and your journalism. And I just wanted to get your reaction on them because I feel like what has happened is that these Western media outlets, these mainstream Western media outlets, they're not giving a fair chance, even when they are reaching out to folks like you, folks like me, to respond. So what are your reactions to these attacks? And yeah, what do you think about them?
But honestly, first I was really surprised because I think at the last weekend's webinar, I actually said it. These attacks really focused on my YouTube channel, my personal YouTube channel. And honestly, I don't have a large following on YouTube channel. Now only 24,000 followers in the space, in the universe of YouTube big bloggers. It's not a big deal. But still, that made me into the headlines of Associated Press, the New York Times, and a list, recently the Daily Beast. So I was really surprised. Really, my channel, such a small following, deserve you guys write that huge article about me? But then you put the AP article on here, right? So yeah.
So I wanted
See?
to actually scroll to a particular part of this because,
Yeah.
of course, here you have they're saying that China-based TikTok, Facebook influencers are pushing propaganda. But I want to actually go to the part where they talk about you in particular. And there is a section here of a gentleman who is an FBI, former FBI agent, Clint Watts. And he says that meaning China,
Now,
they have clearly.
I just from we all know there's no such thing as a former FBI agent,
Yeah,
but we know that.
exactly. So basically, the intelligence apparatus is saying here that they have clearly, meaning China, identified the quote unquote Chinese lady influencer is the way to go. So anyway, continue, Jingjing, with what you were saying.
So like I would say I didn't have a I don't have a larger following, but why are they writing about my channel? Because there are a few topics really trigger them. First, I talk a lot about Xinjiang because I go to Xinjiang a lot. I'm a Chinese in China. I go to Xinjiang a lot and I talk to religious figures, imams, and former trainees at the vocational training center, and I visited Uyghur families. So yeah, that triggered New York Times last year. But luck, it was quite funny because they wrote about my channel. They tried to accuse me of lying about something about China, but they didn't put my Xinjiang vlog into the article. They put all the vlogs that I did, like scuba diving or interviewing Vijay Prashad, into the New York Times article. I was like, dude, why don't you just put the video of me interview going to a mosque talking to a Uyghur religious figure in your article, because that if they put those video in their article, their lives will fall apart, right? So that's that. And the AP wrote about me because I did some reports about the Ukraine situation, about the war in Europe, because that's a big news. Everybody was doing the same, and I invited several guests to talk about that too. But the opinions from those guests are not something that they really enjoy seeing, because you cannot talk about NATO, right? You cannot talk about NATO, what led to the war. If you are, then they are accuse me. First, they accuse me as a Chinese propagandist, then they accuse me as a Russian propagandist. And now, look at this part, this FBI guy. He's a white guy, right? He's a old white guy, right?
I
Sorry,
mean,
Ian.
I'm gonna bring it back up.
No, it's
Hold
fine.
on.
I'm a young white guy. It's fine. Relatively speaking, so.
But when he described me in the article as a like Chinese lady influencer, not yeah. only there, I wonder how much in his mindset there's a certain level of this honey trap in his mind. Because there are some, I know there are some people, like YouTubers as well, when their entire job is to write China bad stories, they always depict Chinese women as something as seductive, as manipulative, as a honey trap. And if Chinese women get close to you, be careful. They want to get information from you or some. So I think when he write this, Chinese lady influence, very sexist. So I think in some level, he's trying to depict me as something, well, be careful, this Chinese lady, it's a honey trap. It's a Chinese government's propaganda trying to push your propaganda information. But because he's a good-looking lady, so you probably fall for her lies. So I think that's the kind of mindset behind the terms and most of part of this article. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll kick it to you, Ian. I mean, spread of misogyny.
Well, I mean, it's a long-standing stereotype, right? The quote unquote like dragon lady that we saw so much of in like 19th century entertainment or early 20th century entertainment, you know, like it plays into that definitely. And I mean, it is obviously clearly very gendered in its approach in its discussion of this. You know, it's not about, and this is something that I think is prevalent everywhere. Of course, Chinese women get the worst of it, but it definitely hits out at people who speak up and dare to have opinions outside of the consensus. It's a very hermetically sealed system, right? You know, you have to toe the line. It's interesting also that before the escalation in Ukraine in February happened, there were some people that were talking about NATO and how it was kind of pushing Europe to this moment and causing potential conflagration. But that's, you can't do that now, you know, do not say it. But there's nothing wrong with providing context. There's nothing wrong, especially in a moment when that context is no longer being provided by any of the major information sources. So I mean, it's not to talk about NATO, to talk about these broader circumstances that led us to this point does not mean endorsement of any given action or a belief that you know, the war is any war is good or bad. It's not a value judgment on that particular. It is providing context, right? So yeah, I mean, the particular attacks on Jingjing and the invocation of this stereotype in all but name, it's an expression of, you know, this is the line you toe, and if you don't, then you know, even if you have a smaller following, relatively speaking, you're still going to come under the lens of this intense scrutiny and these kind of bad faith, substance-free attacks that kind of tar you by association and don't engage with what you're saying or what you believe on the merits or on their own terms, right? You can't acknowledge the legitimacy of the position, because if you even do that baseline thing, then you are ceding ground to, you know, you're breaking the seal. You're cracking the box. And you will probably bring this up, but the notion of influencers being, you know, let's say for instance that it's all correct and that there's a massive army of influencers being mobilized for X, Y, or Z issue. Well, not too long ago, a story broke about how the White House brought in like a couple dozen major TikTokers and briefed them on the talking points for Ukraine and then had them disperse. And distribute and amplify that information. Is that, you know, is that acceptable? Is it acceptable because it follows that line? Or is it like, what, where are we drawing the line? You know, like, is it wrong to have influencers voice their actual opinions? Which, I mean, I'm sure you're doing and people are doing. People do genuinely have these opinions. It's not like it's not like expressing this is some fringe minority position. It's only considered a fringe position in a very small section of the world, whereas the rest, you know, like China and India, the two most populous countries on the planet, are not going all in on this narrative, and they're instead taking a more measured response and a measured approach to the situation. Does that mean that they're, you know, like they're all paid propagandists, like the populations of these countries? No, of course not. So, right. Anyway, I've gone on for too long, but you get the gist.